Core consumer prices rise less than expected, as inflation remains tame and shows no tariff pressure. By John Carney on January 13, 2026. Consumer prices in the United States remain tame in December, pushed down by a significant decline in the price of gasoline and zero inflation in the prices of core goods that many thought would face pressure from tariffs. The consumer price index rose 2.7% in 2025, matching expectations and unchanged from the 12-month number reported in the prior month. Core CPI, a measure that excludes energy and food prices, rose 2.6%, also matching the prior month and better than expected. Over the month, the overall basket rose 0.3%, and the core basket rose 0.2%. Core goods prices, a measure that excludes food and energy, which many economists would expect to face tariff pressure, were flat for the month and up just 1.4% from a year ago. This was much better than expected. New car prices were flat for the month and are up just 0.3% from a year earlier. Used car prices fell 1.1% and are up 1.6% from a year ago. The prices of appliances fell by 4.3% in December, even after adjustment for holiday discounts. Compared with a year ago, appliance prices are down 1.7%, upending expectations that this heavily imported category would face tariff price pressure. Household furniture prices, a category that has seen what appears to be tariff-driven price increases, fell 0.4% in December, bringing the year-over-year increase to 3.6%. Clothing prices rose 0.6% after adjusting for the holiday season's sales. Prior to adjustments, prices fell 1.3%. Compared with a year ago, apparel prices are up a slight 0.6%. The index for gasoline is down 3.4% from a year ago and fell by half a percentage point in December, after seasonal adjustments. Before seasonal adjustments, the price of gasoline fell 5.3% in December. The shelter index increased by a sharp 0.4% in December. The index for rent and a measure of the implied cost of homeownership, called the homeowner's equivalent of rent, rose by 0.3%. The lodging index, which covers hotels and motels, rose by 2.9% for the year. There was still inflationary pressures at the grocery store. The index for food at home rose 0.7% in December, but it is up just 2.4% from a year ago.